as long as this letter reaches you in your gilded courtly cage, then I know it will find you well. Humour me, if you would, but you must tell me what it is like to comb hair with real silver. Much like, I suspect it is to humour an abbot's deep unfailing lectures about behaviour proper of a young woman with money and no suitor. Of course I jest, I'm sure you're dancing and singing. Please don't allow the lamentations about my own shackles spoil the grand theatre of our father's expectations. Anyway, this letter shall soar to you like the birds, unfettered by station. Well, not yet, but I persuaded my sub-prior to have hawks trained to Fenarin to better establish relations with the kindlinges there. And what would be a missive or two of private correspondence between family? There is a thrill in writing you in nothingness like this, just to tell you I am thinking of you, and give you a little thrill of your own by being handed an unexpected word. Just think of the vellum and the years bringing it to the abbey, or all the days of turning gall into ink, or the cost of the mule and its rider, and the road and the barns.
Gisela, have you finished yet?
I am to be writing an accounting of some trifle for the abbey's records to go unreviewed in some pile of sheaves for a generation. But instead I thought of you. I eagerly await your response, however delayed it may be, by the vagaries of fate. Until then, I remain, as ever, yours in defiance, Gisela.